Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, Andrew? How's your day?
It's been a busy day, but that's
okay.
All we need in order to keep it going, right?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have. So I know we kind of talked about a lot of things, and then I did send that email out to you. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I do. I just want, can you give me the most general overview of what that pricing includes, and
mm-hmm.
what should be my expectation from local Splash? Like,
right.
Starting day one, moving forward, what would be the expectations I could have?
So the first thing that we would do is get you through to a client interview technician. So you'll speak with one of our advisors, getting all the information that we need to build out your website and to create all the content to get you on the first page of Google. Again, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. Google Index is almost 70 different destination directories and platforms known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important. And, of course, that content will consistently talk about your business, your services, your service area, and a reassuring time and again that you are in the area providing those services. So that's going to get you in that local map or that PAC result. So in that client interview, we'll want to know things like, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment you accept, but also any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, we can either pull photos right off of your Facebook page, or you can email us photos. The website is included. You know, it's included in that cost. So we can always add more photos later on. There's not going to be any additional cost. If we send you jobs and you take more photos or videos of that job, we can add that to your website. So that conversation takes about 30 minutes or so. It's going to take us from that point about 3 or 4 business days to build out that website. Now, the email that I sent out to you did have a couple of different price point options. One would be for that local campaign only, which might be for maybe about 20 miles. So it might be okay for you. I know you're thinking, you know, not more than 30 miles. There would still be a benefit, though, to including the paid Facebook ads. And those would be ads that would run all month long, about 6 or 8 different ads for the services that you most want to be found for. That's included in the $299 package. So the extra $100 goes directly towards paying for those Facebook ads. So you're not paying for the individual click. It costs 20 or 22 cents for us every time someone clicks on one of those ads. And if there's anything left over at the end of the month, it rolls into the next month. So there's always a budget for those ads. But it's $199 for the local campaign, and then, like I said, an extra $100 for the Facebook ads. The website's part of that, no matter which package that you choose. And then the Facebook ads take 7 days or less to be up and running and getting you phone calls, kind of jump-starting your campaign. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by those high-end residential clients. And then, like I said, within the first 3 or 4 days, we're already creating the content to get you on that first page of Google. The process of getting PIN verified takes maybe 5 to 10 business days. We mirror the content on Bing as well. It's really only about 1 out of 10 people that will be choosing Bing over Google, but that's still a lot more opportunities and a lot of people that can still pick up the phone and call you. So we want you to have those opportunities and get those phone calls too. Again, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide, and you're also not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, whether it's laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles, even with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. You'll be able to pop up for those searches.
Gotcha. one of my questions and kind of concerns is, how does it appear from the not the user, but the on the other end of it? Does it appear to be natural and organic, or does it appear to be paid advertisement that may seem like, why are they reaching out
so,
this way?
So you'll show up in what's called the local map or the pack result that pops up right on that first page of Google. So, and it's the Bing local section. So it looks very similar. So, you know, someone types in, outdoor kitchen or whatever they might type in, right? Any service that you provide, your business is going to pop up, and then it's going to be in that local map. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. So it's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your business. So people will, of course, be able to see some quick photos of the services that you provide. There's going to be a link to your website there, kind of some bullet points for the services that you provide. Basically what amounts to a blog post that we can change or renew once a week. That keeps you current, and it also allows us, maybe you want to run a seasonal promotion or for a specific service or like a military or senior discount, something like that. We can populate that right there on your Google listing on that knowledge panel. So it's not a paid ad that pops up at the top of the page, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. Most people skip right past that and go to the local map or the pack result. That's what we're talking
about. Gotcha. Right.
Near the top of the page, just below the paid ads.
Gotcha. How does the typical relationship with you guys and an outdoor company like myself typically look like? Are they on for a year and then they feel established and then they change that, or how does that look? In all honesty, I'm just asking. I'm just curious what.
So, I mean, that does happen. I mean, a lot of times people get pretty established. They get, maybe they get a couple of big jobs, and they say, you know, look, you can pause the service too. You don't have to cancel it, but some companies do. Once they get a lot of phone calls and they, you know, have consistent work, they don't have to keep using the service. Although some people continue to grow their company, hire more people, they want to have that placement.
Sure.
Others, and you can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on. If you want to go on vacation, or you can pause the service seasonally as well. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is just on hold. The only thing that we would not be doing during that time, we don't take any of the content down. We don't take down the website or any of the directories, but of course if it's on pause, we don't continue to update and optimize those. The paid ads, if you're going to do the paid Facebook ads, that budget is frozen as well, so the ads aren't running during that time. But, I mean, as long as it's like, you know, a month or two, nothing really significant will happen. Anything, you know, 3 months or more, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you go downhill, you stop pedaling for a while, you can keep on going, might even pick up speed for a bit. But, you know, if it's 3, 4, 5 months that everything's paused, eventually your placement will slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but if someone is looking for you specifically, they'll still be able to see that knowledge panel, still be able to see your website. But as long as you know, it's not like a 6 month hold, you're not going to see a significant reduction in your placement.
I mean, this is definitely something I'm interested in, because I'm looking, I need to get my Google straightened out. I need to get a website built, and I need to be top of mind when people punch in specifically Jack in this zip.
I was looking at that Facebook page. You got some nice photos of that deck on there. Beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. And we're just trying, I mean, I think I've had these phone calls before from you, and I was not in the space where I was ready to make this move, but I think I am now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm on Angie's, and that guy, you know,
Right.
sold me on a, all or nothing. It was very...
Unfortunately, it is. Yeah, with that.
And that's fine. I fell out of control several times in the heat of the peak of the summer where I was...
Got it.
Had lead flows coming in that I could not get to.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not those people knew that I had their contact information or not, I felt...
Yeah.
I wasn't doing them the justice I should be as to who I
sure, think. Sure, sure, yeah.
So I feel like I don't have full intentions of growing this company at this time, but
right.
If I have the ability to press pause, even if it's for a month or two, if I'm overwhelmed, I think that's a good option to have.
Yeah, and for small companies, I mean, a lot of our clients do that, you know, especially, you know, they get a big project or a couple of projects lined up and it's like, hey, you know, at least pause the ads, in which case it would revert to the $199, or you pause the entire program for a month. You can definitely do that. Now, are you leaning towards like the local campaign, which, you know, I would be doing you a disservice if I were to tell you you're going to get 30 miles out of that. It might be something closer to 20 miles out of that. The Facebook ads, we can easily target 30 miles, and we're not just drawing a big circle around you. Like I said, we'll get specific with where we're promoting you. And again, that's just an extra $100. All of it goes directly towards those Facebook ads. Were you leaning towards the $199 or including those Facebook ads? And again, that's $299.
I want to start with the local campaign just to get the Google straightened out, the website.
Right.
Is that a landing page, more of a landing page than a website, or what does that
Included in the cost, the free website is a landing page or a microsite. Our clients do very well. A lot of them never feel the need to do custom websites. We can do custom websites for you, but we don't offer those on a month-to-month basis because it takes us about 2 or 3 weeks to finish a custom website, whereas a landing page is done in like two or three days. It's a microsite, but I mean, photos, content, testimonials, and as long as it's on that first page, a lot of businesses go the wrong route. You know, they know a website's important. They might spend thousands and thousands of dollars and wait several months for a custom website, but that's all they do. And it's just not, you know, it's not 2010 anymore where a website would be all you would need to be found on Google. And since most businesses have a website now, Google really cares more about where else can they verify that this business is in the area providing those services. So a lot of websites, I mean, if it's not on the first page, most consumers aren't going to see it. And kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road, you know. You can have the biggest billboard in the world, but if it's where no one sees it, it's not going to help you any. But then, you know, a well-placed yard sign that people see all the time might get you a lot more phone calls. So, I mean, this is a nice, Google compliant website. It's conversion driven. Of course, it's mobile optimized. It meets what Google looks for in a website, which means that it's mobile optimized and a secure website. There will be a contact form on there so people can put in personal information. Most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. If they fill out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email alerting you to that fact, so you'll know right away when someone is trying to reach you. And whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into the contact form does also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you know the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, and of course, anything they type into that form lets you know who to reach out to as well.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, I have a link directly to my JobThread app that like gets the directly, you know, ask all the questions I'm looking to have answered.
Perfect.
Is that something that can be added to that?
Yeah, we can have that link right on your website. In fact, we can have a link to your Facebook page on your website as well. The clickable Facebook icon can be on there as well.
Cool. Well, it sounds like this is, if you were asking me to commit to 12 months, I would say right now, I have a hard time with commitment. But I'm 100%
It is month to month. It is completely at will, month to month, no contract. Our clients have a tendency to keep it because it works, but, you know, there's no long-term contract or commitment. Our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now,
that's the thing, right? Because if this works as well as we're talking, then it should 100% pay for itself in a couple phone calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're not, you know, let's be honest, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs or 15 customers to break even or be profitable. I think one job that you weren't going to get otherwise is going to easily offset the cost of that $199. Now, the website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. And then there's just a one-time setup fee, which I've reduced from what would be maybe as high as $299 with that website included. I want to include the website. The setup fee is it's for all the different directories, the time, resources, and the direct costs for us to create the content to get you on that first page, but it's a reduced setup fee. It's just $50. One-time setup fee only attaches for the first month. So to get started, the local campaign is $199. With the setup fee out the door, you're looking at $249. And then every month after that, it would be the exact amount of $199. It would never go up, not even by a penny. There's never taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. And unless you decide to add Facebook ads on top of it, it would only be the $199, and it would never go up. No cost per click, call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits. You know, no matter how many jobs you get, big or small, it is just that flat rate.
Cool.
Okay. Now, I think I've got all the information, or at least most of it. The business name that you want to be promoted, it's Premier Outdoor Creations LLC, or did you want to leave the LLC off of the branding and the business name?
I don't have a preference there. I mean, it's pretty much printed everywhere that anything's printed with Premier Outdoor Creations on it. So
that's what I saw on the Facebook page. And for me, if anyone's to ask my personal preference, I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. Certainly, we want to stay consistent with the branding of your business, and I see it's just Premier Outdoor Creations, no LLC included.
Did you say it was included on my Facebook? I don't remember.
No, it is not included.
Yeah, so I'll say we just straight up Premier Outdoor Creations, and then if they need to ask about LLC, then have them ask questions, right?
Yeah, of course. It looks like the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one that's on the Facebook page. So that's the number that you want your customers to call. That's the business number. And then is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
It is.
It is. Okay. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
I can.
Okay. Gotcha. And then I do also have the email address that we have on file. And what is your last name?
Blockwell.
Is that B-L-O-C-K or B-L-A?
B-L-A-C-K.
Blackwell, not Blockwell. So B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. All right.
Yes.
And then, Mr. Blackwell, if you don't have any other questions for me, I wanted to ask you also, because correct me if I'm wrong, you are 100% service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right?
At this time, 100% service-based.
Okay.
The location that's on my Google should be to a location in Westminster.
Right.
There will be my showroom at some point in the near future.
Okay. So, and that's, is that the 301 West Oak Highway?
It is.
Okay. For now, though, if you're not seeing customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you would, especially if you're out in the field. Now, If you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at, like I said, that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Blackwell, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that flat rate, it'll never go up, that we're including the website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Okay. And then give me just a real quick second here then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Premier Outdoor Creations.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Owner, founder.
And you are Andrew Blackwell?
I am Andrew Blackwell.
Okay. Perfect. And then as the owner and founder of Premier Outdoor Creations, Andrew, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Andrew, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Blackwell, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Andrew, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely. I agree.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Andrew, that's fair enough, right?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that we create that website for you and that at least at this point, there's no physical address for the business. When that becomes a showroom, we'll change that. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your information online is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here to both the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee, with the website included, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 28th of November, in the very reduced total amount of $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199.00. That's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Again, that means it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees of any kind. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven landing page. That landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Again, it's a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. Andrew, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Blackwell, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Andrew, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Blackwell, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Andrew, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
A MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does it appear?
It's both.
Any?
Andrew T. Blackwell.
Okay.
Premier Outdoor Creations.
Perfect. You said the middle initial of T and then Premier Outdoor Creations on there as well. Andrew, you said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5339.
Mm-hmm.
9542.
Okay.
5028.
Yes, sir.
4469.
And then the expiration month and year?
08 of 2026.
08 of 2026. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
695.
You said 695, 695 on the back. And then I've got... I've got August or 08 of 2026 for the expiration date, and then the card itself was at 53-39-95-42-50-28-44-69.
Yes.
Okay. Does that bill at the 301 West Oak Highway in Westminster 29693?
It does not.
It does not. Okay. What is the billing address of that card?
It is 291 Oak Grove Road,
mm-hmm.
Westminster, 29693.
Okay, gotcha. About a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, you can just, the email's good.
That's perfect. You'll get in about a minute. You will, though, be able to reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. That email address will be on there as well. You'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Mr. Blackwell, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, depending on who your phone carrier is. Since our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Looks like we are booked out for this last one here at 6 o'clock, so we'd be looking to tomorrow as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6, and it looks like just 3 o'clock is the one that has not even one spot available. Did you want something as early as 10, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle there?
You got one for noon?
Noon? Yep, noon is perfect. So it's going to be scheduled from 12 until 1. Sometime between 12 and 12:30 is when we'll call you, and then it's going to take about 25, 30 minutes after that call is initiated. If I'm available when your client interview technician is available, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of hand you off and introduce you to your client interview technician. If I'm on a call, they'll call you directly, but they have all the notes and they'll be able to take care of you quite easily and do a good job of it. At 11 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled for that 12 o'clock hour. And in just a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I got a text message in front of me.
So the text message should go right where we want it to go. The email's got, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the click here is hyperlinked. But if you open that up, it should take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, starting with the services on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization, et cetera. Is that what you see? I know our system sends out the welcome email pretty quick, too, with the client support phone number, too, on there.
I think we're on the same page.
So services on the left-hand side, Google Business Profile Optimization, Directory Submissions, okay. Landing page. Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google, but we are also going to optimize it on Bing. Like I said, it's only about 1 out of 10 that will use Bing, but we still want you to get those opportunities. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories. The landing pages, the website that we'll build. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line with the arrow pointing towards it, put in your name just as it appears there. So Andrew T. Blackwell, case sensitive.
What?
The longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there. So Andrew T. Blackwell, no period after the T, A, T, and B capitalized, and just a space surrounding the T, not any space before Andrew or after Blackwell. But once you've got your name just as it appears in there, let me know.
Yeah, I've got it in there.
Okay. And then the box below it where it says confirm signature, click on that box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we're reducing the subscription as well as the setup fee, that the website's included. Of course, it allows us also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, and it does, if you have done it successfully, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
It's going to ask for username and password next.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. We have to do the client interview first so we can create that content for there to be something for you to track. But in a day or so after that client interview, you'll get by email and text both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. We know that some people never do. I can give you the username, though. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed, but it's very easy for you to remember. It is just the number we're speaking on. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so the number is only 864-723-2467. That will always be your username. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account, please do reference either your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. But then tomorrow when they do the client interview, they'll give you the photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com email address if you wanted to email the support team directly, or the photos team directly. Otherwise, just send it to the support email and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Now, just in case I'm not on that phone call tomorrow and then also for the future moving forward, I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection, meaning anyone who calls us saying that they are affiliated with Premier Outdoor Creations, they need to know either both the question and the answer, or at least the answer if we provide them the question. And then sure. Anyone who calls Local Splash, anyone who says they're with Google or with Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know, unprompted, both the question and the answer here. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Leroy.
L-E-R-O-Y?
L-E-R... Oh, why? Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of weird.
I have to type it in first, twice. All right. So you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am available when your client interview technician is ready for that call, then I will be on that call as well. If not, they'll just give you that call directly. But we are all set and all squared away for noon tomorrow. Like I said, sometime between 12 and 12:30 is when we'll initiate that call. Get you off the phone about 25, 30 minutes after that. Other than that, sure. I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Me too, man. I appreciate that.
No problem. I know we played a little bit of phone tag there, but I'm glad we were able to connect. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Andrew. You take care, sir. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Thanks. See you.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Blackwell. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.